USDA promotes STEM interest and opportunity. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. A top USDA science official believes students need to know anything is possible with a science, technology, engineering, or math career. USDA's Rod Bain reports.
She encourages students of all ages and backgrounds to consider both an education for and career in STEM-related fields.
To serve as that role model, as sort of the example of the fact that it's possible.
And the administrator of USDA's Agricultural Research Service, Dr. Shavonda Jacobs-Young, definitely has the resume to serve as an example of what can be accomplished in the realm of STEM. She knows her first encouragement to pursue a STEM-based career came as a high school student in Georgia.
It was about having an opportunity to visit corporations, to visit Georgia Tech, to be able to see engineers. It was about the awareness that it was even possible to secure a career like that.
The next stop was North Carolina State University, where Jacobs-Young pursued an education in wood and paper science and engineering.
People have an opportunity to use all kind of highly engineered materials, like the copy paper, facial tissue, bathroom tissues, and all of those things are highly engineered and they come from wood fiber. And so it does take a bit of education to be able to turn a tree into a disposable diaper.
And that led to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, where she served in various administrative and advisory roles in research and science-based areas, culminating in her appointment in 2014 to head ARS. She encourages both current and future scientists and engineers to become role models and mentors for future generations.
I think it's so important when I visit elementary schools and when I talk to middle school students and even undergrad students who are trying to figure out what do I do next, is to encourage people to be persistent in securing these engineering and STEM-based degrees because it opens doors.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.